Hawthorne Story. Once upon a time, there was an old woman called May who lived in the country. She had a granddaughter called Aoife, and together they loved to go on adventures in the woods. One bright spring day, they'd walked a long way in amongst the trees. "I love this time of year," said May. "Look at the trees all covered in little green buds. It's like they're wearing shimmering coats of green." Aoife looked at the trees, but she was more interested in something else. "Can we sit down? I'm tired," asked Aoife. "Just a little further." They came to the edge of the woods. "Here, see that old tree?" pointed her grandmother. "Let's stop there." Aoife was happy to take off her rucksack and sit down. Across from the fallen tree was a small country lane. All along the lane were bushes with lots and lots of little white flowers. "Those bushes look like clouds, they're so white and fluffy," said Aoife. "Those are hawthorn bushes." "What are the flowers?" "The flowers are called the May."
"Oh, like you, Granny?"
"Yes, I'm named after them. Now, sit quietly and watch what happens." Aoife looked around.
"I can't see anything."
"Watch the bushes," whispered her granny. Suddenly, the white flowers started to move. They began to rise up. In the middle of the flowers was a face. It was the face of a young woman, and she was laughing.
"Who's that?"
"That is the Queen of the May. Every year, people celebrate the spring by crowning a young woman with hawthorn blossoms." Aoife heard more laughter. Girls' faces had appeared, and the Queen of the May was putting white hawthorn blossoms in their hair. The Queen and the girls set off down the lane, making a procession of blossoms, laughing in the sunlight.
"Can I have flowers in my hair?" asked Aoife.
"Of course, I'll get you some." Granny walked over to the hawthorns and broke off a few small sprigs and put the flowers in Aoife's hair.
"There, you look lovely," said her granny with a big loving smile.
Aoife stood and walked up and down the lane, turning her head in the sunlight. Suddenly, she had an idea. She went over to the hawthorn bushes and broke off some small pieces.
"Here are your flowers," said Aoife,
and she put them in her granny's hair.
"There," said Aoife, "you're my Queen of the May." And the two of them laughed and gave each other big hugs.
"Come," said Granny, "I want to show you a special hawthorn bush." They walked back into the trees and down a path into an older part of the woods.
"We're going to see a well, a holy well. Oh, we learnt about them in school."
Weaving in and out of the trees, her granny pointed towards a clearing.
"Look for the well over there."
Aoife ran off into the clearing. In the middle were old hawthorn bushes with white flowers on them, growing around a small pool of water.
"I've found it, Granny!"
Aoife bent over the well.
"I can see my face in the water,"
she laughed as her granny joined her. Putting a hand deep into her coat, her granny pulled out two ribbons, one yellow, one pink.
"Here," she said, "tie these ribbons onto the hawthorn."
Aoife grabbed them and tied them onto the bush.
"Why do we put ribbons on?" people believe this is a holy well, so they come here to say their prayers. The ribbons are our way of asking the hawthorn and the holy well to remember our prayers. The white flowers help our prayers reach heaven. They were silent for a moment, and Aoife watched her grandmother as she prayed quietly. Once she'd finished, her grandmother said, "Now, fill those bottles from the well. It's holy water." Aoife did as she was told, and the two women left the clearing. As they got into the trees, her granny suddenly grabbed Aoife's arm. "Shh, stand really still and watch the hawthorn bushes around the well." Aoife thought she saw a flash of something, but it was probably the sun reflecting off the water. Then she saw it again, a little white light moving in and out of the hawthorn. More lights appeared, dancing in and out. Slowly the lights all came together around the girl's ribbons. The colours got really strong till they were glowing. Then the white lights faded back into the hawthorn and disappeared. "What was that?" asked Aoife.
"Fairies," said May.
"Fairies?" said Aoife in amazement. "They live in the hawthorn and look after people's prayers." Aoife was so excited. She loved her granny's stories about the wood and the trees, and now she'd seen fairies. "While we walk home," said May, "I'll tell you another story about the white flowers." Aoife turned and listened expectantly. "A long time ago," said May, "there was a man who lived in the woods. He was called Giant Hawthorn. His daughter, Olwen, always wore white dresses. They were long dresses that flowed out behind her. Wherever her dresses touched the ground, white flowers would start to grow."
"Oh, imagine," said Aoife, "being able to make flowers grow."
"Wait," said May, "you've only heard half the story." One night, Olwen flew up into a dark sky. As she flew across, her dress left a trail of white hawthorn petals. The petals became the stars that we now call the Milky Way.
"Oh, I've never seen the Milky Way," said Aoife.
As they walked home, her granny made Aoife a promise. "The next night the sky is clear, I will come to your house and we will sit in the garden, wrapped up warm, and look at the Milky Way, the stars that Olwen left as petals in the sky." Aoife couldn't wait for the next clear night.